beginning of Sefer Shmos tells us Vayokam Bel Chodesh Al Mitzrayim Eshel Yoda As Yosef. This Bel Chodesh Rashi brings down the Gemara Sotah Machlokes, a new king that did not know, not aware of the original Paro. It said about Yosef, "Vayomer Paro al Vodav, Animsu kezeh isha asher ruach lekim bo, ruach lekim bo." He praised Yosef, different than anyone else, what Yosef did for the economy. Asher leyoda, how she know? It's a new Paro, or it's an old Paro that didn't want to know. Didn't want to know. The idea of Chiddush means no shachis with the past. It's not that like the Levona. Levona is a Chiddush. The same Levona, but it's new. We take the old and make it new. We don't have an Old Testament and a New Testament. Our Testament is the New Testament. We learn New Testament. We don't learn Old Testament. Everything is new. Everything is new. Moshe Rabbeinu is new. As if it's given today, the New Testament. It's new, Chodesh. By the Umas Oilam, Chodesh has no connection with the old. A Kafu Toiva. Tup Shotim. However, the Medrash says something else. This idea of Ayokam Melech Chodesh Mitzrayim Asher Lo Yodeh Es Yosef. Why didn't they know Yosef? So the Medrash says, Kishemesh Yosef, a fear bris milah. No longer did they have a bris milah. Amru nia ki Mitzrayim. Let's be like the goyim, the Mitzrayim. The kivish asu kain, hafach hakadosh baruch ha'ava, the beautiful ava that existed between the Mitzrayim and the bnei Yaakov, the elish shmos bnei Yisrael sheboim the Mitzrayim. This tremendous ava changed. Now, Avim also the sinner, tremendous sinner. Hafach libam lisno amo, lisnako bavodiv. A pasuk in Tehillim. It's a plea. What was this change? The change from such a tremendous ava for Bnei Yaakov, for Yosef, for the whole entire Ummah. And now, all of a sudden, such a sinner. Why should it be? If the mevatel, the mitzvahs, milah, they're part of them. They follow their culture, their theaters, their amusements. They're part of the culture. Where is the sinner? Second question is another yalkut. The Yalkut says in Shmos, familiar to everyone, "Bnei Yisrael nigalu b'Mitzrayim b'zchus shoshinu es shmom l'shonim l'vushim." Three areas they still kept their names. It wasn't Jack and John and Arthur, but the names of Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Their language. Whatever they spoke, this unique language, and the levush, be it the gartel, be it the bekesh, whatever it may be, whatever clothes it was, unique to a Jew, that they kept. Pliat Tzumah. Bris Milah is Dorcha Shabbos. Sas Anochei Merasech Kamot Shol Rov. Bris Milah is Dorcha Shabbos. Yom HaShmi, Afil B'Shabbos. Rav Lezer Helm, even the Machshirin Milah is Dorcha Shabbos. It's a Milah Richter. The Machshirin. You can even carry the Yizmul on Shabbos. Shabbos is part of the goof. The Bris Milah. Gavra Mol. A Bris Milah. That their Mevata. Kashas their Mevata. But their name? Their Begadim? Their language? That they're not Mevata? Is that so important? That's so important. How we dress? That's not important. Ask us. We'll tell you that. Names? That's not important. As long as you daven three times a day, can have an English name? That's not important. Language is not important. Shemeres HaMitzvah is important. That's the Maaseh. We see it. There was the heaven. So it's difficult to understand. So the Bar Musa want to say, if there's one Yisod, that the difference between Am Yisrael and Umos Olam, and that is, Hein Am Levodid Yishkon, we're loners. We are different than the Umos Olam. Sometimes we have to be reminded of that. We're not the same. Should we have eyes and ears and the tzura would appear? Am levodid yishkan. This is b'teva. Am levodid yishkan. If they're aware or not, they had to do, they did simonim to show that they're different. As much as they wanted to be part of Umos Olam, which they were, no bris milah, but their clothing, not aware of it. They were shinuim. I'd like to add on. Also, the Gemara mentions in Baal, on the Bays, the Shabse ben Marinus came to the Ashiri bubble, and he was a poor man. And he asked them for work, and they refused. Then he asked them for food, and they refused. So he said, I'm positive that you're not Jews. You're not from Zer Avram. You're not Rachmonim, Parshonim, Gevachasodim. This is the nature, this is our nature. In Mitzrayim, there is Ava, one with the other. There was Abba one for the other. Many Rayas the Kach. There was Abba. This is unique. As much as they tried to be part of the Ummah, that the Mitzrayim alone were aware of that. Be it through their clothes, where they spoke, they're not like us. And this Kayah created a Sina. Klal Yisrael is like shemen and water. The shemen is always on top. It cannot become u'urav with the water. Klal Yisrael is mentioned by the Kuzri. We all know in the Bria there's a domain someach chai umidaber. Just the rocks, inanimate objects. Then you have growth, things that grow from the ground. Then you have living animals and living creatures. And then you have a human being. And just like the human being cannot be a Sameach, the Sameach cannot be a human being. So too the Kuzari says that Klal Yisrael cannot be like the Umos Olam. Is built in. This is something we have to reiterate, and something that's very difficult perhaps for over 70% of the Jewish people today in America to understand these words. You're different than the Goyim. How can you assimilate? How can you assimilate? It should hurt us. Assimilation. And what's the difference? I'm not observant. I don't keep Shabbos, I don't keep mitzvahs, neither does the Goy, so why can't I marry him? There's a Havdalah ben Yisrael Am. There's a Havdalah, even if you don't have a bris milah. There's a Havdalah ben Yisrael Am. The Chai cannot be with Sameach. Sameach cannot be a Chai. And this is the Yisod. That even though Chazal tell us that until Klal Yisrael had a bris milah in Korban Pesach, they could not go out of Mitzrayim. We said before the schus, they had schusim. The schusim were not enough to go out of Mitzrayim. These are schusim bar koch. It wasn't where they decided we're not going to mishane, or change our names and our clothes and our speech. It's not enough. It was meaning the Korban Pesach, the meaning of serious nefesh. We don't take someone else's dam. We're not a terrorist that takes other people's dam. We take our own dam. Our own dam Pesach, our own dam Milah. We're different than Umas Olam. The Umas Olam, you take someone else's dam. Maybe you go with him. Or someone else's dam, and your dam and his dam. We say we take our own dam. Our own tipa's dam. This is the beginning of the Sefer Shmos. To know that Klal Yisrael is different than Umas Olam. The Baal Musa gave the following mashal. The following mashal of a person going to a chasen. And the chasen, I don't have to elaborate. There's a smorgasbord, and then there's an entree, and so on and so on. Lots of food. Lots of food at this one. Lots of food. Especially if the chassan is going to be in a country club, a Waldorf Astoria. Wow, it's going to be a chassan. So we go, and this person goes and sees all the food. He's very hungry. He takes the food and puts it in his pocket and puts it in his bag. Goes inside, serves the first course, does the same thing. The second course, the same thing. Third course, the same thing. Afterwards, they give you the food when you leave also for the road. Someone looked at him, you fool. What are you doing? What are you doing? The person's hungry. The food is for your stomach, not for your bag. What are you doing? We're living in a world for the Umas Olam, they put the food in their stomach. That's all for the stomach. What are you doing, you fool? You're putting in the bag. You're wasting your life. Everything is just in your stomach? What are you preserving? What are you taking with you? What are you going to take with you? It's what you can take with you. For Gashmias, he's foolish. For Ruchnias, this is what we're here in this world for. What are we here in this world for? Everything else is temporary. Klal Yisrael are Avodim. They're Avodim, they're hard workers. Always were. Ramban, the base avodim. What do you mention base avodim? Because you are, were, and always will be avodim. You're hard workers. We learned this from Mitzrayim. What you could do. In 190 years, they didn't want. They were in Mitzrayim 210 years. But equivalent to 400 years. Because the work that they did the last few years were equivalent to 190 years. Workers! As Mitzrayim! As Umas Olam! Working for what? Not for Gashmis. For Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem. We're hard workers at all time. No vacation. No breaks. This Zman that we're in now, this Zman is called the pre-winter break. Break for what? Break for tension, for tests, for examinations, for classes. Why not? So I heard, overheard one Kolo Bocha said to another, how come we don't have a winter break? We should also have a winter break. Kolo should have a winter break. Give us a break. Give us a break. Umas Olam, why don't we have a break? To know there's no break. We can't stop. We can't stop. We know that the Rambam mentions in Paragimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, even though there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah b'yom b'layla, in Arm Loimi Rov Chachmosa el b'layla. Rov Chachmosa is b'layla. Yosef b'chol elelos v'yavid afil echo mehem b'shim v'achil v'shtir v'sichu Talmud Torah b'layla 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 k'mironi b'layla. Yet the Rambam says in Nechaz Deis, and this we know, this Rambam we observe very much, and if not, we'll try to make it up. We try to mock in this Rambam. Because of Dayom, Balayla, there's 24 hours. Dayalo Liyodim, Lishon, Shlishon, Shu, Shmonisho, 8 hours, a third. If we cover this Rambam, if you take this Rambam verbally, what the Rambam says, if you made Bahim, what did the Rambam just say? 8 hours a day sleep. So therefore, some of us can't make the 8 hours. A person lives, in Abraham Shimshon, a third of 70 is 23 and a third years. Can you imagine? Most of us are not even that old. 23 and a third years of our life will be sleep. She said, sleep. Got to get out of sleep. If someone wakes me up, is Gezel Shena or Geneva, get Kefa. You sleep double? 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 This need for sleep, this need for sleep, this urge. I need my sleep. Sleep. So the steer and Rambams, forget about the steer and Rambams. The Gemara in Erevin mentions, Rabbi Yehuda says, Le'ivri Lilo, Elishinso. Sleep. Rabbi Shimon ben Makish Amar, Livi Siyar of the Moon, Eligirso, for learning. So it's a machlekes. It's a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, we thought, sleeping? Or is it for learning? So Taisa says, it all depends what Kufa. Thomas or Tavis? Therefore, if the nights are very short, then go to sleep more. If the nights are very long, like now, like the Gemara says, one of the reasons that there's a Yontif and two Bog, because the nights become longer. Now the nights start to get longer. Then it's shorter. Then we don't mock it like the Rambam. Then the Rambam says, be nizr. We're now in the Tekufas Tevis. The winter break. But we should know the Messias. It may be a break, but the Messias is screaming out. Screaming out to nizr and alayla to make sure to learn, to be oivet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the opportunity that somehow we are exposed to a secular environment, be it the Moody Hole. Don't let that have an effect on us. Don't let that have effect that every college student needs a break, be it skiing, be it going to Florida, vacations, he needs that break. Our break is that we don't study the Lamud Chol. But the break in terms of Avodas Hashem and make sure that we answer Omein to Berachas HaShachar, that doesn't stop at all. That doesn't stop at all. We shouldn't have, this is a dangerous time for us. Very dangerous. But since we have these breaks and we have the reading week and the final week, this Slavis for learning, the Shmiras that's Doran, as much as possible, the Chaparayim, when we don't have a final, after the final, before the final, to make goals for ourselves during these weeks, how much I want to cover Mishabura, Mishnayas, Chazar over the Gemara, not Chazar over the notes. And after I finish my notes, I'm finished. I won't look up the Sugyas again, because I did my notes. That's a secular approach. You see, Walker, studying for the Bechina, you don't know if they're studying for Bechina or organic chemistry. The same way, the same approach. I don't see this chopping in the room. He's studying with his notes. Takes off his shoes, puts his feet on the other chair, and he's studying. Is that organic chemistry? Is that? No, that's a Gemara Bechina. A very difficult, I'm only Shurim. So many Shittas, this Shurim. Very. The Shurim. Give us a love for learning. And they do, and they should, and they are. But the way we approach it should not be like a course. It's very dangerous times now. We need to learn Sichrei Nusar. We need Chizuk. We need Chizuk. We all need Chizuk. The Klal Yisrael is different. We're different. We don't go to a university called Yeshiva. A university called Yeshiva. We're B'nai Torah. That happen to also learn secular knowledge. We're B'nai Torah. That's the key word. B'nai Torah. And there's no such thing as a break. There's no such a thing in our life as a break. That's Ashkafet. This is we're different than Umas Olam. Even if we don't want to be different, we're different. We're different in our guf, in our lashon. And the Son of Yisrael knows that we're different. The Son of Yisrael, Yabach Shemo V'zichro. Hitler knew who was different. He knew you're a Jew. And we should know. So this time we need a Gevaltik Chizuk. The next few weeks, be Nizer and Tefillah. Be Nizer and Shachris. In Krishma, our Tefillahs, I would imagine if a person had 2-3, if I had finals, my Tefillahs would be, and Shema Kaleinu, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me pass this final. Help me, brother. I would say, you're going finals now. So the finals help Ribbono Shel Olam. Help, especially I didn't spend too much time studying. I'm sitting in base Spanish learning. I need help. I need a lot of help. Oh, my Shema Kaleinu. Shema Kaleinu. Our Tefillah should be with Gevaldik Kavona. Help me, Ribbono Shel Olam. I need Siyata Dishmaya. I didn't spend day and night studying. I need Siyata Dishmaya. That's normal. That's normal. That's different than Umas Olam. Umas Olam don't speak this way. You can't say you study for exam. Say Tillum. Say Tillum. Say Tillum. I don't know. I didn't look at my books. Just say Tillum. So this is something that the Torah is telling us. In the Sefer Shmos, as much as we try to be like the Goyim, we're not like the Goyim. And therefore, the Yeshiva is not like the Goyim, Chas v'Shalom. And our approach to everything, to secular knowledge, our approach to our studies, our approach to Avodas Hashem, is not like the Umas Olam. And our winter break is not like the Umas Olam. It's not like the Umas Olam. Once we bear this in mind, the Sefer Shmos is a Sefer of Geula. Geula, that even in Golis, the Geula came not necessarily when they went to Eretz Yisrael. The Geula came by Maamar Har Sinai. By Maamar Har Sinai, the Abel, the Ramban says, the Makabu the Torah, to live a Torah-dic life, even in Golis. As you can live a Torah-dic life, take advantage. We need chizik. We need to hear this constantly, to mechazik ourselves for the next few weeks, in order to go l'mala mala n'avodas Hashem. Thank you.